We got a special guest joining us on the Outdoor Show today. Ron Stenfors from Maple Lanes Archery in Scandia. How are you doing?
Oh, just great today.
Well, you got the old wood stove going there in your shop?
Yes, we had to fire it up this morning. It was only like 58 in the shop, so I had to have a little bit of heat.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the cool thing when you walk in there. It feels like you're walking into an old deer camp.
Yeah, it's got that wood smoke smell, all right.
Well, I want to talk to you today just about archery in general. Obviously, bow season's coming up, opening of archery whitetail season this weekend. And there's some folks, I'm sure, that, it snuck up on them yet again this year, and they're just going to pull their bows out for the first time.
That happens every year.
So let's talk about, just in general, some things to kind of get people's mind back wrapped around getting their bow tuned in for this bow season. What would be the first thing that you would say to check for when you open your bow case?
Well, I'd make sure everything is tight on it, first of all, and then I would obviously go out and take a couple shots. The best thing you can possibly do is to paper tune the bow.
And I know you do that there. We'll get to that in just a second, but is there anything you could talk about for safety other than just making sure that everything's tight?
Well, make sure you check the strings and the cables. I mean, I get customers in that haven't looked at the bow since last November, and there's all kinds of things that can go on, particularly if you haven't changed strings in a couple seasons. People will leave stuff in their cases, and they get rattled around. You never know, and then some even go as far as leaving a broadhead laying around. And I actually had a couple of customers that had the beaver balls on their string, the string silencers, and the mice ate them.
Oh, really?
And guess what?
That probably,
the string went.
Yeah, and that could be dangerous, especially if you go to pull your bow back and you don't realize it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's happened to more than one. And I've had guys that open up their case and see the bow in pieces inside the case and wonder what in the heck happened. Well, they hadn't replaced the string in years, and there it goes.
Do folks still wax their string? Is that a necessity to keep it from dry rotting?
Absolutely. You should wax the string after every shooting session. Not an excessive amount, but enough to you rub it in with your fingers, warm it up, and get it in there, and you definitely prolong the life of the string. If you look at your string and it's starting to fuzz, and that happens after 10, 15 shots sometimes, it's definitely time to wax.
Well, stick around, and we'll continue to talk to Ron at Maple Lanes Archery in Scandia and talk about why paper tuning works so well to get a bow shooting the best it can for you. So stay tuned for that coming up in our discussion later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.